We ready? All right, this is the Monday, May 7th, 2018 meeting of the Bisbee Arts Commission at 5:30 PM. Calling it to order and then roll call.
Karen Schumacher.
Present.
Sharon Spiller.
Present.
Claudia Smith is excused. Jill Maxwell.
Present.
Laura Morgan.
Present.
Kathy Murphy.
Present.
Kate Drew Wilkinson.
Present.
Bill Higgins.
Present.
Nana Williams. Present.
So call to the public, we don't have any signups, I'm assuming?
Nope.
So I'm going to, before we begin, I'm going to move item four to right after item one so that we have the most energy for that one, if that's okay. Then we'll go ahead, item one, approval of the minutes for the April 2nd, 2018 meeting. If you guys will take a minute and look at that, it should be second page in your packet. Anybody has anything they want to add? Do I have a motion?
I move that we accept the meeting, the minutes of the meeting from, what was the date? May 7th? No.
April 2nd.
April 7th.
And I'll second that we accept the minutes.
All right.
All those in favor?
All those in favor.
Aye.
Anybody else? Good. All right. I just wanted to move item four because obviously that takes precedent at this moment. Discussion regarding the upcoming fundraising event to take place on May 19th, 2018. I've just got a couple things to say first and then we'll go into it. Just to update, the city is building us a stage.
Oh, good.
They're also going to add some Christmas lights to the, they're going to try and add some more lights to the street for them. And they're also, we set up to hand off the barriers for the alcohol section. POCO has graciously allowed us to use their whole space to store whatever we want that night or that day after they're closed. So if we're getting food ready and things like that, we can use their space. The bands are good. I talked to Jonathan. He's going to send us a list of what he's thinking of so that it doesn't include too much Wu-Tang or too much rat. And he just wanted to see exactly what we wanted. The kite situation is doing really well. I'm going to send out an email tomorrow reminding everyone that has not returned them to return them to Sam and Poe this weekend. And we do have a quorum set. We have a quorum set for Tuesday night. Not this Tuesday, next Tuesday at 6 p.m. Everybody that can, we're going to meet at Kilimanjaro.
I'll be in Phoenix.
Okay, because we asked everybody what a good day was, and I think that was the last meeting, just that most people could come. It'll be 6 p.m., Kilimanjaro, Tuesday night. We're going to put all the kites together, and I'll get some snacks and stuff.
Tuesday next week?
Yeah. It's the 15th, and so we had to tell the public that we're all going to be in the same place at the same time. And so once we have those together, and then I'm going to talk to Poe, went to Phoenix, so I'm going to speak to him about what I need to hang them up. And I still have a few things on Amazon that I need to order, like cups and things. Can I send that to you and have the city order it, or do I need to order it?
What is it again? Cups?
Cups and like just basic things we need for the...
Send me a list and I'll ask.
Okay, because that would be great. If anybody is spending money, make sure that you keep your receipts. Tomorrow, I have a list of things. I'm going to put in an article for the Sierra Herald so we get that. I'll write my column about it next week. Is that nepotism if I'm just writing my own column? But I'm doing it anyway. So there were a couple things that we really needed to think about. and I'm just going to ask it, the different things that people are willing to do. Does anybody, would anybody be willing to put up these posters in Warren and San Jose? Because I put them on, in Old Bisbee. Anybody else, you want to split them up, or how do you guys want to do it?
Who's this going to be?
Oh, Jill nodded too.
I'll take some.
Well, you want to take the Warrens and see if they're up there, and I'll take the San Jose?
And I'll just split them in half, okay?
Great, go to Boys and Girls Club and that's good.
Now, I'm going to go to Sierra Vista tomorrow, if you want me to put one over there.
Absolutely. I have some more at home, hold on a second.
Where would I put them, do you think?
The library is a good one. If you're going on the way to Sierra Vista, I know that people often put posters at that little house, what's the house called, next to the, San Pedro.
San Pedro House, okay.
So, like I said, I have more at home, five.
I'm going to be going to the community center in Sierra Vista on Friday, I can put one up there.
Very easy, I'll give you one. I'll give you a couple.
And the library, did you say?
And then I'll just split these between the two of you, okay? I have more if anybody wants them, okay?
So you probably need to do what?
So San Pedro House, and I'll put one in the library and the San Pedro House, is that good spots?
If anybody wants any more, I do have more, you know, I've been keeping a little stash because somebody tore it off the, I'm going to have a war when I figure out who this.
I'm also going to reframe it, and a lot of people, I'll go put, they'll put one.
Two. I think it's the same, they tear everybody's posters down, it's not just, they're not, it's not a personal war. It's getting personal though.
Right now.
Yeah. The next thing was that we're still wrangling tables. We have, Puspa has three.
Okay, that's what I was getting at, but how many, are they the tall?
Poco has some that they probably will let us borrow. They're pretty high. But they're square, does that make a difference? They need to be round, huh?
Well, no, they might have, or could use maybe a different table cloth, I just need to know how many of each I got.
I know, so I think in the next day, I'm going to, that's what I'm trying to find a pen to write this down to myself. I'm going to do some table wrangling and make sure.
Rod might have some.
And are we going to want to go?
Take it, Rod?
Tables?
Yeah, because he has been.
I found all his tables in the shop.
Yeah, he's been very generous with the long food.
Rod's got, I've got four of Rod's tables because I'm trying to do something in the store, right?
The cocktail tables?
Yeah, they're four by three or something.
Is that how tall they are?
Yeah, the cocktail tables are the ones that come up to that, yeah.
Stand up to it.
No, they're not.
So we're only looking for cocktail tables.
They're actually very, very new.
Okay, we don't. I'll ask Rod about the cocktail tables, I'm going to try and get a number for you for table cloths, when are you going up there?
I can print up there right now, and you can do table cloths right before you get there.
Okay, that makes you feel good.
Wouldn't Kilimanjaro have tall ones?
They don't have tall ones, no, they don't.
I've got some tubes for me from the tall.
We'll see how many we.
And what colors we want, table cloths, red, orange, and yellow?
Yeah, I'm kind of into the red and the orange, does anybody have any other?
With the yellow, do you want that to be the colors of the cloth, red, orange, I mean, table cloths, the color of this poster?
Good idea.
Yeah, I think it's a great idea because it'll go with it. The major decoration we have, of course, is the kites over, and then the stage, I didn't really, if anybody has any interest in figuring some background for this, I think it's okay not to, right? If we can think about it, it's right behind the gelato shop, though. We'll just move the chairs.
We have a drop cloth that we can put, straight black or bright green.
Bright green?
Yeah.
Oh, is it for?
For green screen.
they actually like that. Yeah, let's talk about it. Let's figure it out. I mean, it might look fine just plain. I'm trying to visualize it. So, the next thing was that I need to find the bar. I don't know. I thought, I mean, we could use tables. It's just not aesthetically very pleasing. Does anybody have an idea? We could probably borrow that giant thing that Central School has that they use for a bar. The big wooden thing? I know, that's the problem.
We can't run that down the stairs. You think about that.
The bar. And then the next thing, Jill was coordinating our food, so we're on with Poco and...
Mm-hmm. Kelly is providing about 150 bites, and Rod is making some, and said he would just make, you know, He and I discussed it. We decided that we thought we needed 300 to 350 pieces, and if we need more for a presence of food, he will bring more out as we need it. And I will coordinate with
donating?
Both of them. Yes.
That's amazing.
That's great.
I think the beer also got donated, right?
Yes. And we should, by the way, I think that a letter should be sent to Vic saying thank you for your and reminding him of the date of May 19th for the event. So just that would be a good thing to come from the letter from our letter.
To Rod, you mean, or?
No, to Vic at the copper, at the
oh, right.
Beer. Okay. Beer. I literally lost some brain cells.
No, it's okay. I can't imagine I have any left at this point. Does anybody up to? Actually, we could borrow some from Central School. This is something that we were in agreement last year, and I want to see what you guys thought. When you make a table of food, it becomes kind of like a pigsty in a little bit. So last time we did a thing where we had people, you know. And I thought we could all just trade off doing that if you guys are up for it. Because since we have a staging area, since Kelly's been so cool, then I just thought that, you know, we could sort of coordinate between all of us. Because we're all going to be having jobs. I'm assuming that Poe is in charge of kites. So if somebody wants to buy a kite in the evening, he will have his stepladder and get it and pull it down. You said you were interested in bartending.
Sure.
And that's, so that leaves a few, I will do anything in the moment. You know?
You don't think we can get the girls at them to tell in their beautiful costumes?
How would you say divided? It was so
well, most of them were, yeah, you know, I kind of pushed it last, they were like exhausted last time.
Yeah,
that was a much harder event.
No, I know. I have this using my friend's sort of guilt where I'm like, I'll ask them. You know, several of them are not going to be here.
I think some of them might be hurt not to be asked.
I don't think they'll be hurt not to be asked. But I mean, because last time they were like, you know, I was pushing the boundaries of my friendship a little bit. But we did give them some money this year. But the Molly and Tiffany are gone, and they're really the coordinating ones. And so I kind of let it go. But I can ask because they're far more.
Or.
I'll see how much guilt I can get out of it.
How about this idea? Do we want to go to the high school and get the cheer squad or the palm squad or whatever they have at the high school?
You have to be a certain age to serve alcohol.
No, just for food.
Just for food.
Let me see if I can get a few of the film, because we did give them a grant. And they.
Then the costume would just be so also so festive.
I'll see what I can do. Yeah. I'll ask them. I had asked them to do an act, but then so many of them are gone.
Yeah, but no
act. You know, on my birthday, I'd just like to save the city record.
We could get their hats and we could wear them. Just be like, yeah.
They're weird about their hats.
We're not going to wear this. No.
Kelly asked me if it was going to be passing food, and I told her the showcase troupe was going to do it, and she said, okay, if not, you know, she could do some or find people to help.
Oh, she'd be good.
So I could ask her or
I'm
you.
Sure that people that would help.
Could or
yeah, I mean, this is a good situation to. Let me ask tomorrow. I'll ask if I can get a few of the girls. If for some reason they have a different engagement, or they're just because that was the thing too. Is
that
they?
On that weekend,
Oh, you know what the sad thing? I mean, things going on that weekend is D. Ralph and Ted giving the anniversary party.
I can't hear. Sorry, D-Ruff and Ted are giving an anniversary party down in Warren, and D-Ruff is very active socially in Bisbee since she got here, so she'll have a huge invitation, which is kind of sad. And it's on the same day.
Every year, it's always this. It means something D-Ruff always, I'm not going to worry about it. It always does this.
Something.
You know, and all I could do was the major organizations, like Central School and the Royale are the only ones. And a few other things you can clear it for, otherwise you can't really help it. But I'll ask the girls and then we'll go from there. The next thing I was going to ask is squares. Does anybody have a square?
Yes.
Does anybody feel comfortable with using their square to take money that night? I only have one, I realize this. Poe has one.
I've got two.
This is something the city and I kind of, we didn't
I've
exactly,
got three
you know.
Squares.
But do you have the devices to? This is the...
Totally, I've got my shop telephone, which won't be being used for anything else that night. We can totally use that one.
Well, this is the thing, it's going to go into your account.
Well, as long as Stephanie knows how to sort it out afterwards, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, there'll be like a percent and a half.
Yeah. We just, we need at least, I think we need two for the bar, one for the kites, and one for the auction room. And I kind of had that realization last week where I was like, oh God, I don't think...
But if somebody knows...
They have one.
Somebody knows how to deal with it. I've got two little squares and two telephones.
Oh, you do? Okay, so as long as everybody's comfortable with doing that and then we pay the city afterwards. I know that that was an area of contention, but it worked out quite well last year.
As long as they didn't drop it.
And I will have plenty... we'll get change from you like we did last year. Is that okay?
Mm-hmm. How much do you want? I don't remember how much you got last year.
Let me just, I'll email you tomorrow with the amount that we got last year.
I've got one of those fat little squares, so I can just glue it down and maybe put your card in it.
Oh, that's great. I'm always worried about that, you know.
We might be able to just go on her phone and log into, does the BAC have an account?
No, this is the thing, because we can't push it straight to the city account.
Okay.
We tried. I mean, right, because it's just complicated.
So there has to be like kind of a third party...
I used my own personal one last year, and then I just paid out to the city.
Okay.
So if everybody's comfortable with that, I'm comfortable with that. Because, I mean, it keeps a very clear record.
Yeah.
So that means you have two.
I have one.
You have one?
Mm-hmm.
So everybody's cool with that? So, and then Poe has one, and I'll have a backup one, too. Because I think what we're going to, the best plan probably is...
I also think we need to keep somewhere. A charger situation going so that if...
That's a great idea. And luckily we have Poe's place and Poco.
And I have a charger that you actually... It has lots of hours on it, which you attach to a telephone.
So, yeah, I think that'll be good. And then change. And the biggest thing right now is getting more art for the auction, right?
Right.
And I did get some... I got a piece from Charles Marie.
Oh, lovely. Big one?
No, it's the only piece where somebody was wearing clothes.
What?
It's the only piece he ever painted where somebody's fully clothed. I was like, are you serious? This is ridiculous.
People should be bringing the art, huh?
No,
we'll go to the San Poe Gallery probably on... we have to clear this with Poe, but they have to be the recipients. I mean, we can't just be storing art.
Well, so the 12th is the day we were asking for it. Okay.
Which is the Saturday before.
Is anybody keeping, I haven't been getting in touch with my artists because, you know.
Oh,
we emailed them all.
So you know, they've been responding and they're...
Yes.
You've got a list of who's doing them.
Yes,
I mean,
I sent you the list also. Karen has it also.
But we do still need more.
We were at, how many were we at last time we asked?
Well, you were at 12 or something, were you? Or I don't remember.
Yeah, we're probably about 15 artists that are participating with us right now. Though I just heard from, Art Herman, and he is sending a piece. We are getting there.
I have Madeline.
And I added Madeline to...
Your shirt, right?
Okay. So Madeline is going to do it. I just still just need to send her a letter. Okay.
Yes, please.
Mm-hmm.
Is that going to be a silent auction, the art auction?
Yeah. Is there going to be what?
Yeah, it's
going to be a silent
auction. Yeah, so, and I will borrow the clipboards and have the forms that we borrow the clipboards of the library. They're into the library and they're down for that again. Does anybody, so the times on Saturday are what time? This is where, okay, so I got to film a music video this weekend, and I can't believe that it's right before the art auction, but would anybody be willing to be at Sam and Poe's on this Saturday, other than Sam and Poe, and take the art in?
I can do that.
Yeah, I can do that.
You guys want to do it together? Mm-hmm. And then you can trade off, you know, and get coffee and stuff. And the times are 10 to...
We didn't have a time on that letter because we didn't have time on that
letter. Oh, we didn't?
Get it from Poe yet.
Well, they're open 10 to 5.
I thought there was a time on that letter.
Sampo's open 10 to 5.
So we'll just make it from 10 to 5.
So are you sending out a reminder email that they'll send?
Did you get that letter I sent you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, if you guys would do that, that would be awesome, because I would completely be there if possible, but I've got to do this thing this weekend. So taking in the artwork, then we'll be hanging the artwork in Sam and Poe, or Sam and Poe will be hanging the artwork, what, that Friday? Is that the plan? Did you work it out with them?
The real reason that they didn't want to just have the work be there was because they don't know when they're going to be open. They're enjoying their kind of freedom to not have to be open on retail hours. So the reason, you know, my initial request to an artist to ask them to participate in an event is because they get exposure and they get gallery exhibition space, and that's part of what they're getting in return for their gift of their work. But, and that was the original idea, we were to display it somewhere. But then that got, when we didn't have a space to display it, and then it became Sam Poe Gallery, that week beforehand, they don't necessarily want to have to keep hours. And so it's sort of a less of an incentive for an artist to put a piece of art into an exhibition where they're only going to be seen for one afternoon, you know, as we have our event or whatever.
Yeah.
It's kind of disturbing to me, but that's what it turned out to be. So I would hope that they would be open Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and let the art be hung for that period of time.
So I think they recently added on a new member of staff.
Mm-hmm.
So that might be something that can be arranged, and mm-hmm. I don't know what her availability is, but...
What day of the week is only for...
So it would be Friday. Is Friday yours?
That's right. No, I have Saturday, Sunday, and Monday.
Also, we might recall that when we were originally talking about this exhibition, we were talking about renting a space and or paying someone for the use of their space to have the work exhibited mm-hmm. for a period of time. And now we're going to not necessarily have the work exhibited for a period of time. In fact, if at best, it could be a week. And I don't know if that means that we might consider reimbursing Sam and Poe for the use of their rental for their space, and then maybe they'll leave it open.
That member
so we'll be selling it.
On yeah. Saturday and Sunday and Monday.
But Saturday it'll be in. Maybe it could be like a Wednesday, Thursday, Friday thing,
right.
And we'll be there on Saturday, you know?
Yeah, the event is on Saturday, so
yeah.
We'll be there. But if they would be open
and
for a few days, that would be nice. So.
Right, so that wouldn't impede with her schedule, right?
I can, I'll talk.
We'll work it out.
I'll talk to Sam and Poe and see what their plan is.
I mean, yeah.
But
I
will be down that week to help you hang or help them hang or help whoever is hanging.
Yeah,
okay. But we do, yeah, of course.
I'm having trouble with PDFs. My computer is not opening them. So I don't know. We have talked about reimbursing the artists a certain percentage if they wanted it. Or?
We sent out, with the letter that Sharon wrote,
mm-hmm.
We also sent out a form that tells them 35%, I think. Is
that's the max that they can take, or they can take.
No.
Or they can give the entire portion of the sale to them.
Okay.
But once you have the email, I mean, once you give the email over to Sharon, she's taking care of contacting them and giving them that form and everything.
Yeah.
Is there any chance you can send me not PDFs until I can get my Adobe things? I don't know. It just...
Oh, I could send it. What did we send it? It was, I think, the form is a PDF because it came from me.
So I couldn't open it. So. I could take a couple.
We should have some printed, by the way, just to have there on that day because it's quite
yeah, I don't have
reasonably
one.
To expect artists to have them filled out and brought with their artwork. We might.
I'll print some out.
Okay.
Because then when people bring the work, we can also have them fill it out at that moment.
Because I had a couple people asking us that I wasn't sure what material was there.
Yeah, so yeah, 35% is up to 35%. But I'll print some of those out. But the more art part, we'll share it and I will, we'll figure that out, right?
Mm-hmm.
If anybody, yeah, if you think of anybody, send us an email. You know, I just want, we actually can't have a whole, unless the pieces are small, you know, we can't have a whole lot.
No,
so.
We actually will be at a nice number at this point.
Oh, we will?
I think so.
Oh, good. I wake up in the middle of the night.
I don't have an answer from you, maybe because you couldn't open the PDF.
Right.
But did you get the letter from me?
I did. I tried to open it and it closes right away.
But the letter was just the letter.
I got the letter.
And you couldn't get this form.
Right.
Okay. Are you going to be part of the...
Yes.
You definitely are.
Yes.
Thank you. I figured you were, but I didn't know.
I didn't...
Don't assume. I try not to assume.
All right.
Just to tell you guys that, you know, again, reiterating something I've been wanting for over a year is we need to have a place where all of this information exists so that I don't have to reinvent the wheel. I got the list from Nina via the internet. There were no email addresses or there were no phone numbers or there weren't either emails or phone numbers. So trying to make this consolidated list just was another effort that wouldn't have to be if we had a repository where all of this information was stored. So
yeah,
we'll have it again. We'll have this group now once again in a list form. But it would be nice to have, you know, have something set up pretty soon. But it just complicates the job. It doesn't have to.
Yeah, there were several people on that list I didn't have either contact information for at all.
Would it be a spreadsheet or what?
What she was talking about, the repository.
I'd like to have a place where all of our artists have it.
Right, in spreadsheet form or what?
Actually, where they'd have their own little web page on the site if we wanted. I mean, it could be in spreadsheet form, yes, for that basic information.
And then a link to their web page in one of them.
Anyway, we'll
see.
Right.
Is anybody, so on the day of, everybody's going to be there, right? I was thinking 10 a.m., would that be possible for people to be there? I mean, we'll see you all, except for you, of course, on Tuesday. So we have to call another quorum, don't we, that we're going to actually be on Subway Street on the 19th?
I'm going to do a quorum notice anyway, but I can do it from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m.
That way we can be there the whole day. I mean, we could be there, you know.
So we're going to be done at, what, 9:30, so 10?
Yeah, let's say 9:30. And then we can figure out, I don't know if anybody, I would assume that you would, well, Sam and Poe are going to be in there with the art auction. Did anybody else have a specific job that day that they would like to do? Or are they just open to, okay.
So, I don't know what, I'd just be bartending from 6 to 9:30, right?
And
the bartender. So I can do whatever else you want to do.
There's a, Yoni is primarily doing cocktails.
Mm-hmm.
And he's also made a punch, which he spent like a month trying to figure out exactly. It's pretty incredible.
He's pretty funny.
He is funny. And so he's set on the cocktails, I think. I mean, he might need somebody to help him, and that day we'll figure it out. And then we're also going to probably need somebody who's willing to serve beer and wine on a separate, at least a slightly separate area.
I did that last time.
And she was saying, so...
Whatever.
Yeah.
To help you.
No, but I want to keep them a little separate just because it won't get crazy because I think the cocktails have a lot of stuff going on with them.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm willing to, I'll do whatever I need to do at the day. So the rest of us will be serving, helping food and,
keeping
you know. Yeah. And Kelly's going to have everything ready so that it can be easily plated or trayed. And I'm going to hit up Central School for some trays. Okay.
Yeah, I think Kelly has trays because she was asking specifically about that, and Rod probably has trays.
Oh, that's good. Surely. Last time...
But we can use more trays.
Yeah, I'll just grab some,
yeah.
Too. But I think you're right, because for my wedding, for instance, I think everything was trayed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's the best way.
I don't remember my wedding, but...
The cake was on
a bar. Oh, no. The cake was a whole... The cake was a different shenanigan.
So who is Yoni Evans and where is Baba Bar?
Yoni is the bartender at Roca.
Can I have a drink?
Oh, I thought that was Fred.
No, Yoni works Thursdays, Wednesday, Thursday, Sundays now.
Oh.
That is it. So they share. And when I put cocktails by Yoni, he wanted Baba Bar included because he's opening his own restaurant in town.
This town, Bisbee.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yes.
They just recently bought
Tapos.
The building where the soap company is. In that garage section, they're turning into a Mediterranean restaurant and cocktail bar.
Oh, yeah.
I know. And they're going to have lots of vegan options. God bless them.
Yay.
Did you get a rose colas? I didn't
I have her phone number, I didn't have her email.
You know what, yes, I did, and I, I think I missed her on, there she is, yeah.
Okay, because she asked me, she said she hadn't seen anything yet, what was that?
Well, she should have gotten a letter, she's, oh, wait, hold on, let me just double check. Hold on, rosebud220@gmail.com.
That's it.
And she responded that she is going to do it.
She makes those beautiful baskets that are...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, she's awesome.
Oh, cool.
She's awesome.
Yeah, I want more 3D things, if we can get more 3D things, so that...
You feel all set with that part of it, the option put on?
I feel like we're, yeah.
We'll be okay, and I have a few more for you.
Oh, shit, I'm sorry. I apologize.
So are we, I mean, are we allowed to put a serious piece of jewelry in there or not?
Hello?
If you can, if we can hang it on the wall, that would be nice.
Okay, it'd be in a frame.
Oh, yeah, that'd be great.
I'm in the middle of a meeting, I'll call you back.
I didn't even have you on the list, but now I'm having you.
Oh, we did, we did have...
Are you kidding? I've got a picture going.
What is that?
Maybe I didn't tell you,
you didn't have a picture. You have a picture anyway.
Yeah, that would be great, too. I thought your, I had your last one, Brit Barb.
You'll find it, we'll wear the other.
Everybody's very calm this evening. What is this? You're all what? I know, I feel very scattered, but I think everything's pretty good. There's a few things, like I said, finding a bar. We have to go buy all the cocktail stuff.
We might be able to pull a bar.
I think we should...
Didn't we, what did we, in the Bratz, we used a bar, I'll find out.
Yeah, let me just call, or...
The courtyard, we used a bar.
Just let me know.
I'm gonna...
Yeah, because that's something that, but that day of is the most important thing. So, but just to reiterate, Saturday, you guys are gonna be taking the art in. We will find out from Simon Poe when it's going to be hung. Tuesday night, I will bring snacks, 6 p.m. at Kilimanjaro, put the kites together.
On the third floor, all the way up.
Okay.
Have all the kites...
Right now, in the bathroom, there were no tables, they got moved, so I gotta get the tables brought back up.
Have all the kites been given out and given back?
They're all gone, I think we got three back, if anybody wants an extra one. There's actually one right here, somebody handed me. I will be sending out a reminder email.
I may give two back if somebody wants them.
Okay, we just wanna get as many done, and I will do some myself if it comes down to it. Sending out a reminder email tomorrow to return them to Simon Poe by this weekend. I want them back by Sunday. So if you know anybody personally, one of the things that in this chaos is not everybody has written their name on the back, or so there'll be a little bit of sorting process going on. So we'll be meeting that Tuesday, and then Saturday morning at 10, 9:30, 10, we'll meet up on Subway. The city will be delivering things, and is there anybody that can think of anything that I need to order?
Did you get a barrier to figure out?
It comes from the city.
So are we using a caution tape, or what are we...
They have orange ones, I feel like there might be a better creative way, but there may be illegal reasons why you have to use the specific ones. But the city is delivering all that stuff to us Saturday morning, so...
I think that was the only thing.
What about water? We might need the presence of water to go with our, no?
There's a hose right there, too. Wait, you mean for the bar?
I just mean for the event, like, never mind.
Oh, no, well, we can use the water.
I mean, I don't drink a lot, I drink water, so I'm thinking...
Oh, bottled water, no, you're totally right.
If I had a drink, I might wanna water with it, or something.
I've got a lot of bottles of water.
You do?
Yes. And I could probably get some more in time, they would have a dispenser.
Well, we can buy bottled water, this is whatever's easier for you.
Talking about, oh, then we'd have to have cups, wouldn't we?
Well, we have cups for cocktails.
I thought you meant drinking out of the hose.
I was like, what do we need water for? Oh, no. People, I was like, oh, people drink water. Oh, they do, don't they?
I thought she was telling her to drink out of the hose, I don't know.
That would be great. We could use, we have cups, that'd be fine.
Yeah, because...
I would like to be able to give people water for free.
We'll work on that bottle thing.
So water can be free, food is free, we are charging for cocktails.
Somebody's gonna have to carry it over there.
Yeah.
Because it's one of those things.
I'll carry it over there, just for my, all right.
You're gonna have chairs for old people sitting, too, aren't you?
No, we won't allow any old people.
You know what, I'll grab some chairs from Central School. See, on that day, we'll get a few chairs from Central School.
I can sit on it.
They've been very nice about letting, well, 25% of our bargains.
I could also borrow chairs from Andre, but he doesn't want them on the street.
You
know what we could do? We could take some chairs, put them around in a circle. We could have a little drum circle.
I don't want to talk about drums. That's a very sore subject. You know that actually I was willing to pay off a member of Subway Underground so that would never happen again, but I didn't have to.
We do have...
I tried to bribe them.
We do have some folding chairs. We have plenty of folding chairs down at Bisbee.
You do, it's true.
So we'll be fine. That day, I feel like we'll be like, oh, we need a few more. And luckily, the world is very small right there, so we can bring whatever we need from different areas. The main thing is I just want to make sure we order the few things. I have a list from Yoni of stuff we need to order. Anything else anybody can think of? I mean, I actually feel better than I thought I would.
Well, we didn't talk, the wine is going
to pick up. He is going to pick up the one?
Well,
that'd be great.
So there's wine, beer, water, and cocktails.
And then free food.
Yeah. Wow.
Cocktails are, I think Yoni's going to tell me exactly how much. We're looking at probably somewhere between 7 and 10 or something. But they're very,
amazing.
Oh, they're very good.
What are they like?
I spent many days tasting them.
What's it called? What's it like?
There's three cocktails and a punch. I think there's a vodka-based one, a rum-based one, and then another one. And then the punch is, I think it had creosote. It was really interesting.
Is it fruity, or what are they?
The punch was fruity. The other ones were, they were all, you know, I'll make him send me a whole list and everything. He went through elaborate testing to make sure that he had the right one. He was really excited that we asked him. And I know nothing about cocktails, so I'm glad that somebody was willing to do it, you know. And it was great for him because that's what he's hoping to do with his
business.
But, yeah.
He gets an exposure.
Yeah, and so he's done a great job. But I'll try and get you a list because that day of two, we'll have to. Who has the best handwriting here? Anybody have great handwriting? We're going to have to make some sort of sign.
I have legible handwriting.
No, mine's just legible to you.
We can get Reagan to make a sign. She's an awesome sign maker.
She is? I look like a scrawling.
She's really fast.
Oh, good.
Give me information I have to do.
Oh, perfect.
I can't hear
you. No. Who's going to make it? I can't hear you.
Reagan, sorry.
Oh.
She's very quick and makes really good signs. And so
I'll make sure that we have the things to you to make the
she'll
signs.
She'll do it, and we'll print them on in my shop.
But yeah, it's awesome. So Saturday, Tuesday. If anybody has any questions, but I think we're going to we'll be fine. Last year I was freaking out. I was freaking out this year a little bit too, but it'll be fine. Anybody want to add anything else?
Well, people have asked me about, you know, is it a signature cocktail or are there several things? So we've covered that. Have they been asking you anything? Like, what's Baba Bar? No, but I didn't tell why.
Well, I think people are scared.
And then, is it a formal event? People are asking me. And I'm like,
well. I can put out something on Facebook that pushes for dressing up or something. I'm going to boost a post tomorrow.
Bisbee formal, Bisbee costuming.
Yeah, Bisbee formal. Yeah, okay.
I wanted to ask a question.
Yeah.
Tuesday after next, would you be ready to come and talk about this on my radio, on my television show?
Yeah, that would be this next Tuesday.
It would be the Tuesday after next, right?
Not tomorrow,
the one after.
Oh, yeah, and I'll come. Yeah, of course. What time is it?
Between 12:30 and 1 on Tuesday. Come and talk, wave a banner.
Yeah, I'm going to go on the Biz Beans and Rice show on Monday.
Good.
Well, do the Tuesday. I'm going to go on Noah's on Friday.
Good.
We'll get the Sierra Herald. I'll take care of that. We have the column in. I didn't actually pay for. I didn't advertise like. I was trying to save some money because I didn't expect us to make 14,000 like last year. You know, we're not aiming for as much. So, but yeah, no, I will. I'll do that part of it. Yeah. No problem. Yeah, of course. I would love to.
Mm-hmm.
She did a nice job. And no, I think the band. I love both the bands. So I think it'd be great. As long as we don't get in trouble, because apparently they. Well, the expats are a little loud, and it's going to be really kind of late. Anybody have anything?
No louder than the drum circle.
I don't know. Sometimes I'm like, I was listening to them the other night, and I was like, uh-oh.
What have we got or something?
And I was like, oh, just play in the city. All complaints to the city of Disney after the fact. All right.
So moving on to agenda.
Yeah, if anybody can think of anything that I've forgotten, just email me, you know.
I got an idea.
Yeah.
Who's going to use and how are they going to work with toilets or lavatories, as we call them in my country?
We are telling everyone to go to City Park because the coffee shop, they're really nice, but they're like, even during the subway underground, it's too much for them.
I probably can't open the door of the Kilimanjaro.
Maybe we could, you would see that?
Yeah,
yeah, I know the coffee shop was like a little overwhelmed by that. And because there's three businesses there that use it. Poco, that'd be pushing my love a little bit because we're already using that. And so convention center, and we'll Kilimanjaro if we can do that. Yeah. But yeah, thanks so much for doing the thing on Saturday. That was awesome. Do you guys need anything on Saturday to do that? I'll print the form.
Cocktails.
Mm-hmm. I'll print the form. Do you guys, should I print some forms out so that you can have them?
Yeah, all right. Print it out because I know that artists will arrive without the forms, and I don't have a printer right now.
And we know that Sam and Poe are going to be open, or we'll talk to them, okay? Mm-hmm.
They'll be open.
They're open on Saturdays, usually. Yeah. All right. Great, guys. If anybody thinks of anything, like I said, just let me know. We're going to move along to item two, discussion regarding the final report turned in by Tracy Rocco, locally produced art for the grant funding award. I would have liked to, is there a picture of it, or? She just sent the... I'm going to email her, too, and ask her for a picture. If you guys remember or don't remember, this was the lady who came, like, three times. Remember? She just kept on. She was dedicated. And so we gave her, what was it, a total of?
Amount awarded $216.
Yeah, I think we gave her $250. And she was very persistent, and she was very nice about it. So, and it was supposed to hang in the library?
Yeah, I was just gonna try to get Jason to do that. I
don't know that she ever did. She did. Okay, it's the library, the Boys and Girls Club, and then
it'll be the senior center.
Okay. She gave us back
$46.16. Yes. Okay. She spent all of the $216.
Well, that was very.
Wait.
I know most artists are like, I'll find something. More glue. Okay. Yeah, it all looks good to me. Does anybody have any questions about this?
Does this mean that the artwork is done?
Well, that's why I want a picture, because that's one thing that's missing. Yeah. And the other receipts are here.
You need a picture.
I'll email her and ask her for a picture. I think that's really all about that. And then let's go ahead and go to item three, discussion and possible action regarding the funding to retrofit the art vending machine.
Okay.
I assume this is your agenda item.
Could I get you to speak into the microphone, though?
Me?
Sorry. Yes, I need to speak louder. There we go. So we have a proposal from Juan Carlos Bainado to retrofit the cigarette machine that we purchased to use for an ongoing fundraising BAC thing to have in the community. Anyway, you can look at this list. And one of the things he very specifically said to say to everyone is that this is the outside amount that it's going to cost. Hopefully he can bring it down a little bit less. That retrofitting of the coin acceptor at $850, he's banking it on the safe side. He's talked to a New Jersey, a guy that does this work. And so we'll be able to just buy this machine from him, and it should install easily into the cigarette machine, and we might get that in below $850. Repaint and refinish the machine will be very meticulously done. You know, it has to be quite perfect. What we lack in order of repainting and refinishing is a decision about what colors we want to use and whether or not we want to incorporate a BAC logo on the machine, which we don't have yet, so therefore these things have not been done. The labor, his cost of labor, he figures a 12 hours would be a safe thing. So anyway, you've got the amount here, $1,770. He suspects it could be a bit lower than that, closer to $1,500, but we're on the safe side with this bid. We can't order boxes for going into the machine yet, and yet again, because we do not have a logo. And I did locate a source for boxes, depending upon whether we order 500 of them. They would be a little over a buck a piece. If we order 1,000 of them, they end up being around 70-something cents a piece. And they are actually cigarette boxes,
and they'll be fully printed in color, and the back, you know, cigarettes generally are wrapped in cellophane. I don't know that we want to do the cellophane wrapping because it just adds another expense plus another piece of garbage in the environment that I'm not happy about. But I would like for the box to be, you know, obviously for artists to put their business cards into the box as well as whatever item they might. Now, those are for people who would be using a box. Otherwise, we will cut pieces of masonite, so that might be too heavy. There's a board that we're researching into blocks that are the size of cigarettes boxes, and those could be actually painted as artworks and put in as well. So the things don't have to be in a box. But then again, I would love to be able to have a sticker to put on the back of those items for the BAC's logo to exist. These items, you know, if they're going to be coming through this machine and we're spending all this money on this machine, we really want to make the BAC a visible presence in the machine. So nothing has been done yet. This is a request for going ahead with the retrofitting and painting, but we have decisions to make. What colors, what, you know, there are some things that we as the commission need to decide what we want it to look like. Yes?
Could you explain, I still am a little bit confused.
Okay, yep.
These boxes are only cigarette size. The art is going to be that small?
Yes. So there might be somebody putting a piece of jewelry in a box. It might, you know, these items, it's going to be an interesting challenge for the artists to come up with things that are going to work in there, but they are all over the country. There are several of these machines.
Automats.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And it's just a really cute idea. So, you know, what we will do as the Bisbee Arts Commission is we'll have the machine somewhere, and, you know, the kind of information we want to put on the machine is support the local arts community. You know, I know that if I were visiting a town and they had a machine like that and I have five kids, I'd buy five poles and put them in their stockings and stocking stuffers. That kind of idea is the point of it. It's like, you don't necessarily know what you're going to get.
But the price,
you know who the artist is. There are 20 different artists that will be represented if we fill each slot with a different artist. And each one of those artists can either put, you know, a folded thing. You know, there's a lot of different things you can do with art. So. In that small size.
Well, I have a couple questions, sir. We're only going to be accepting, we're not going to do the cart thing. We were not able to get the, where you could just slide your card.
No, that we have to get a bank involved. I don't know that we want to be an ATM machine.
No, it's
people scary. Go to an ATM, they get their $20 bill, and they put their $20 bill in our machine. We'll have a $10 pole and a $20 pole.
And if it's, I guess it wouldn't be a big, yeah, because if it does end up being in the convention center, there's an ATM right there.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, $10 pole, $20 pole. The only thing, so we can't decide tonight what it's going to look like. Do we have to decide tonight? No.
No, we should be thinking along that term, along those lines. That, to me, all of those decisions are part of having a logo. You know?
No, and one of the things that we talked about last time was we were talking about asking Bridget, and Bridget's fine with us using any of those if we want to use those as a logo. We do have to vote on it, and it's not on this agenda, so it would have to be on next agenda when we vote on a new logo.
How long is it going to take us to get our money back before we start making any?
Well, if there are 20 artists, and there are 400 items that can fit into the machine, I think that's how it works, 20 slots, 20 times. 20 boxes, I can't remember how much, or it's 200 boxes fit in there, one times turnaround at $10 will refund us for the machine.
Okay.
And I think, because it's $17.70, if it ends up being this high, plus the $200 for purchasing the actual machine, it's at $19.70 right now, it's just below $2,000. You can go online and see these other machines that could have been purchased ready-made. That is right in the, you know, 2,500. I've seen them as low as 1,500. I've seen them as high as 2,500. This one will be, it's in very beautiful condition. I should have taken a photograph of it to send it to you. Does everybody want to see a photograph?
I want to see the machine.
Yeah, it's just in our garage right now. We could all go have a field trip to the garage.
That's what I want to do. So we can all,
take a look at
it.
That would be nice, and I do believe we need to do that. So let's get this event over, and let's maybe meet there and take a look, and we can talk about how we want it painted.
And is it 200, it holds 400 items or 200?
Pardon?
400 items or 200?
I need to find out. I'm not an expert on the machine. Carlos knows, but I, you know, it's like, yes, Kathy.
Yes. I would think it would be good for us to get our logo first, so that we could incorporate some of the colors from the logo on the machine.
Exactly, that's what we...
We'll put it on the next agenda.
Once again.
I don't feel so bad about it, because...
No, we're not in a hurry.
We weren't, well, nobody was particularly, we just weren't happy with anything. So, but we'll put it on the next agenda and vote on that. Do you feel like we need to go ahead and vote on this money tonight? Is that what you're wanting?
No, it's up to the committee. Know that we are going to be spending a bit of money, and this is, you know...
It's a chunk.
It's a chunk.
Let's do, if it's okay with everybody, I would like to...
Have our event, see how much money we come away with.
And then also after that, we can, we'll call a quorum before the next meeting, and we can go to Sharon's garage and look at the machine.
Yeah.
And see how everybody feels about it and everything. Does this sound like a good plan?
And what does retrofit entail? I mean, is it going to have to be welding to cut out a spot to put this point in?
There's an actual, going to be a money-accepting machine on a dollar bill. You know, we looked into, by the way, I did look into having tokens. We could have had people in the community, and this is another option we can discuss. Whether we, if we wanted to take a token, there are some downsides to the token. One, you have to mint the token, and then people may not even know. You know, they may just take the token and not use. I mean, who knows? I mean,
cash is good.
Cash is good. Cash is the easiest and the least.
And we don't pay bank fees and all those different things.
So yeah. So this dollar bill acceptor gets mounted to the side of the existing.
The side of it. Oh, gotcha. Not
and there's like a
that.
Little lever that will activate opening of the channel to be able to pull.
Ah.
Now, again, I am not the engineer, but Carlos can, and we may want to ask him to come and discuss this work.
I would like him to be here for when we vote on it, just so we can ask him a few questions.
Okay, so if we have questions, we can get to that. Okay.
Because anytime we're giving that kind of money away, I feel like it's better to have it on record that we spoke about it so that nobody questions. I mean, we don't have to go out to, wait. We don't have to go out to bid on something like that. I mean,
it's so specialized, I don't know how we would go to bid. Right. He's had to find somebody in New Jersey to help us with this.
I like the idea of getting through the art auction and then going, and we'll call a quorum and go over to your house.
Right. And then let me remind you guys of one more thing before we walk away from this idea. Remember that each box will be whatever, a $10 pull or a $20 pull. The BAC will take 50% and the artist will get 50%. So when you're saying how long will it take for us to recover our money,
you have to think about
that. And we don't know. Quite frankly, we don't know. I just know that as a person visiting a community, I would do this to support their arts community. And we need to be very, like, we need to have that information of what we do for the arts community as part of that machine's presence. There should be
a list of everybody that we supported.
Right.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think it's a good idea just to be, when we do an event once a year, and we give out grants, but it's nice to have something that's always in downtown that represents us, so.
Absolutely.
Yeah, anything, anybody else? Is that okay? Everybody okay with that idea? Yeah, we'll do a field trip and see, because I feel like with $1,700, I want to see it too. Oh, I have one of the kites.
Oh, one of the kites. No.
No.
What were you looking for?
Oh, it's the logo. I think it's going to come up.
Oh.
Oh,
Dan put that together just today.
Oh, okay.
Submitted it to you.
Are you submitting it to me right now in this form?
He did that, and then he said it also lends itself to being in black and white because the really most important words of Visual Arts rather than commission.
It'll be on the next one, but he really needs to email it to us. But
I think he meant
he emailed it to me.
Uh-huh.
We don't know. I'm not sure who to email.
Well, you emailed to Nina.
To Nina.
Yeah.
So if we have things that we want to submit, or we want to talk about, or whatever.
Email it to me, and then I send it out to, if you want something on the agenda, I'll send it out to Karen and Sharon. If you want just to discuss something, you send it out to me, and I send it out to all the members.
If someone, for instance, it's always good to me, since, this is how, I had a question about this, and this is sort of a new protocol. If someone is an artist, and they are doing a project, and they want money, for instance, we do it on a yearly basis, so we do it once a year.
What do you mean?
Meaning that we had an open call for grants last year, we had people apply, it only happens once a year.
Okay.
If it is an organization, and we chose to do this because organizations often, nonprofits, it comes up that they need money, it doesn't happen on a yearly thing.
They have different fiscal years.
They have different fiscal years. You can submit it to us, you send it to NYNA, she'll send it to me, and, or all of us, and, we look at that on a rolling basis. So it's any month that somebody's like, because for instance, the community chorus came to us, kind of, I didn't expect them. They're like, oh my God, we need this money. And we gave it to them, you know. So we don't do that on, we don't have a deadline. Or Central School Make Festival, or the Blues Festival, or the Turkey Vulture. Well, maybe the Turkey Vultures did apply under that, but that's kind of weird. But any nonprofit, in some organizations that aren't, but it depends on the one that it is, can apply for, yeah. But we don't really, we don't often do for-profit organizations.
Yeah.
I don't think we do for-profit organizations. I don't think we can.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or non-profit organizations. But yeah, anytime, just tell them to email it to NYNA or email it to the city of Bisbee, or, and then we'll get that out.
Right. Yeah, the logo was just a, I think that was sent out for everybody.
You know, anybody could, oh, no, no, for that, we were like, please, anybody in the whole world, if you want to send it to us. And it's still, it's kind of a, I think it's still kind of open, is it?
Yeah, that's what it is.
No, it's closed now again. So it's closed at the moment. You can't apply, but we can open it back up again. Oh, we can just keep on opening it forever. We'll just keep it open until we have one.
Until we have a logo.
I do like Bridget's to you. I mean, and I like, this is good. We just need, we need a logo. And so she just did the same one that we did for the art auction last year, and it was fine, but mm-hmm. It would be nice. That would be something, by the time I'm dead, we will have a logo, I promise. We'll say, I know.
Was she the kite?
Oh, yeah. Well, it was Jenny Drickman who sent it to me, or gave it to me on the street. There are a bunch of them. I just have that one. That night, that reminds me, the night of, if I'll bring some colored pencils, markers, and stuff in case we have some left over. So, and, yeah, I think are we okay? I'm shocked to say that. All right. So next agenda, we're going to vote on the, and then also we will,
we want to invite, let's see, when is the next meeting?
It'd be the first Monday in.
It's June 4th.
Yeah.
June 4th, and I won't be here.
I don't know if I'm going to be here. But, no, I will be here. No, I won't be here for July 4th.
Okay.
So next agenda, we will vote on the logo, and also
okay.
We will vote on the situation with cigarette machines.
Yes. Can I vote by proxy? No.
You can call in, right? Can you call in? You can call in.
Yeah, you're getting ready to take a month on
the
trip out of the country the next morning.
We're
flying out, so
July 5th.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
We can call you.
Yeah, we can call you.
In the subarctic. You know, he's going to be here and bring us to the Faroe Islands.
Wow. Oh, yeah, we can call you. We'll figure it out.
So we don't want to invite Carlos in to speak at that particular meeting.
It's fine. I mean, he can speak if you're not here. I mean, it's just up to you.
Yeah.
No, invite him.
Mission want to hear from him? Do we need to invite him to come to the next meeting?
Let's see the machine and then we can decide.
Maybe we could invite him to come when we see the machine.
Yeah.
That'd be a good thing. Yeah, that's awesome. Good idea.
You can't discuss any business when you go to look at the machine.
We just look at the machine.
You just look at the machine.
Oh, we can't talk to him.
You can't, just like when I do a quorum for mayor and council, they can't discuss any city business.
Even with a quorum, we can't? All right, well, we'll just talk abstractly about the machine, right? I mean, that's there once was a cigarette machine.
That we saw.
In Sharon Setter's garage.
I'll check on that, but I'm pretty sure That would be a constitutive of meeting.
I'm going to go back to being an anarchist. All right. We'll figure it out. I feel okay. Please, anybody contact me if you have any questions. We just live through the next 2 weeks, and I think it'll be great. So, Tuesday, Saturday morning. So.
Saturday morning at 10 a.m.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys are going to meet at 10 to do the other one. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Do I have a motion? You can't.
I motion that we end this meeting.
Did we adjourn them?
Yeah.
I second that. And then all those in favor?
Aye.
All right. See you guys soon.